This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
What's the link between marshmallows, money and the munchies? The answer? Willpower and self-control. Now, back in 1968, Walter Mischel, from Stanford University in California, came up with the now famous marshmallow test. It tested self-control in some 600 children aged between 4 and 6. The kids were each individually offered a treat, for example, a marshmallow. If they wanted, they could eat the marshmallow immediately. But if they waited 15 minutes and didn't eat the single marshmallow, they would then be rewarded with two marshmallows. A small minority of the kids didn't even think about waiting and immediately ate their marshmallow. Most of the kids tried to hold off, but most failed. Only about one-third were able to wait it out successfully for the full 15 minutes and be rewarded with their two marshmallows. It was very hard for the kids. Some covered their eyes or turned around so they couldn't see the tempting marshmallow. Others kicked a desk or stamped their feet on the floor or even pulled their hair to divert themselves from thinking about it. Others stared into the mirror or began talking to themselves. The more that they avoided looking at the marshmallow, the more successful they were at waiting for the full 15 minutes. Rather than stoically willing themselves to stare down temptation, they simply engaged in other activities to avoid looking at the marshmallow. Some sang songs, while others hid their heads in their arms or prayed to the ceiling. And I quote, "In one dramatically effective self-distraction technique, after obviously experiencing much agitation, a little girl rested her head, sat limply, relaxed herself, and proceeded to fall sound asleep." Unquote. Mind you, once they had managed to successfully distract themselves for the full 15 minutes, they didn't wait. No, they immediately rewarded themselves by eating both marshmallows. Now, originally, Dr. Mischel had no intention of doing any follow-up, but his three daughters went to the same schools as the 4 to 6-year-old kids in his study. And as part of idle dinner conversation, he'd ask his daughters about these kids. As the years rolled by, he thought he could see a link between their ability to patiently wait for the second marshmallow and how well they did in school. So he then followed up the kids as they grew up. 1981, 1990, and 2011. The results were amazing. In the USA, the SAT exams are standardized tests for admission to university with a maximum possible score of 2,400. The students who could wait 15 minutes had an SAT score that was 210 points higher than that of the child who could wait only 30 seconds. These kids also ended up being more successful and popular at school and at work, and more respected by their co-workers. But the kids who couldn't wait 15 minutes were more likely to have behavioural problems, both at home and in school. They were less likely to have done well at school, less able to deal with stress, but more likely to get fatter and to have more personal problems. They were also more likely to have been arrested and to have problems with drugs. We used to think of self-control or willpower as being some kind of moral attribute, with stronger people having more while others had less. But now, we think of it as being more like a muscle. It can be overworked and tire out, it can get stronger with exercise, and it can be recharged after a rest and some sustenance. Studies have been done in which the subjects had to perform a series of willpower or self-control tasks. As expected, they gradually got worse as they moved from one set of tasks to the next. But if they drank regular lemonade, that is, sweetened with sugar, they performed better than people who drank diet lemonade, that is, containing no sugar. And getting back to Dr. Mischel, he has some simple advice on teaching self-control. And I quote, we should give marshmallows to every kindergartner. We should say, "You see this marshmallow? You don't have to eat it. You can wait. Here's how." Unquote. And ain't that sweet?
What does it mean? Why is it so?